spiritual way to approach terminal care. At the moment of death, from the spiritual point of view, the consciousness is intensely concentrated. And this moment of concentration can be used to take a spiritual leap. By the very fact that we use the word spiritual, it is understood that one either believes, because one has the experience, or because one believes in those who have the experience, that there is a greater consciousness than the physical mental organism. And the fact is that if there is no such consciousness and man is just a body, then all this sensitivity has very little meaning. Spiritual consciousness means that there is one, something which survives the death of the body, something which has been largely neglected in most human beings throughout life. And this moment when one is face to face with a crisis like death, where the body is going to dissolve, everything is going to be left behind, that is the time when one is in an intense moment when one can become aware of this deeper truth. So in olden times, the method used to be traditionally a religious scripture. Play some reading according to the faith of the individual. But the right approach today is, well, one can take use of the scripture, is not to keep on again and again turning the attention to the body. Both the person and the relatives. You see, today during this whole corona period, and even people who have malignancy, the entire attention is on what's happening to the body, what's happening to the body. Ventilator, this, that. The entire focus is on body. Defocus from the body. The body is not all. For a change, for a moment, this is a wonderful opportunity when the entire consciousness has become totally concentrated inside, on one spot, the illness. This is the useful opportunity to turn that entire thing towards a spiritual leap, a spiritual evolution. Ordinarily, it is difficult to do concentration because consciousness is scattered in 101 things which interest us. But for a dying man, what interests his is that one breath, that one extra heartbeat. And this is the moment, because all his consciousness has got concentrated onto his breath and heartbeat, his life. It is, if one can turn it towards a greater discovery, the discovery of the divine element, the indestructible element within, then he will take a leap. This is one way, spiritual way to approach. Second way is, death is facing you. It's like a blind wall. But what we can do is, for those who believe in the doctrine of rebirth, start forming what your future should be. At least in the mind of imagination, start with that. Instead of being filled with dark and gloomy thoughts, death is coming, death is coming. Look beyond the wall. Look beyond the dark wall. Why believe that it is going to be something very dark? Why not believe? Because anyways, nobody knows. No scientist has ever been able to tell you what lies beyond the wall of iron curtain of death. So it is left to you. Mystics tell us that at the end of the death is not the end, but a bend. And what lies beyond the bend is the face of your beloved. So that's something very beautiful. But even if we don't, are not a mystic, at least we can imagine the best of things, most beautiful things. Imaginations don't die with the death of the body. Even desires don't die with the death of the body. For some time they continue. And they even open the path. It's very strange. It has been said that when people are died, if people sit down and concentrate with thoughts of love, it reaches the people, the dead. Because physical body dies. But the, as we take the science of yoga, the emotional body, the vital body, the mental body, they don't die with that. They take their own time. So let the person depart with very beautiful imagination, very beautiful thoughts. One of the things that the caregivers can give them is release them from this hard bondage to this existence. What should the relatives do? They should come and tell them, everything is okay. We are fine. Everything will be good. You are going to travel to a most beautiful land. You are going to be face to face with that light, that effulgence. So there is nothing to worry, nothing to fear. As Shubhendu says in one of his poems, death is but a changing of our robes to wait in wedding garments at the eternal gate. And the doctor, sisters, the atmosphere. One is death, another is the atmosphere in which one departs. Very often with ventilators, all these things on, the sound, the atmosphere is so gloomy. We treat the dead like a body. But let the atmosphere be beautiful. Agreed, there should be no death. But equally, death is not a cause of despair or sorrow. It's a natural process which nature has perfected over millions of years. It knows what to do. It knows how to handle, like childbirth. So what we should do is, that is the time when we can do nothing. We can do the master act of surrender. Let the atmosphere of a place where a person is departing be filled with prayers, surrender, nice even perfume, so that all the forces around, nice light, so that there is a sense of beauty and joy and peace in the atmosphere. This is the best way to make the person depart. And finally, last thing, the dead is not a body. Now he was alive, now he's dead. It's a body. Do what we want with it. No. It's not a body. When we leave a house, for some time the atmosphere remains. And those who are sensitive and subtle, and those who have lived there, can come back, and for some time they still feel a kind of rapport with the house. But after some time the formation tends to break. So it is not that the breath has stopped, the heartbeat has stopped, but it takes time for the consciousness to withdraw completely and disengage. It's a period when the person is departing. How horrible that the moment the person's heartbeat and this thing is stopped, suddenly we see people coming, lifting, tying the hands, tying the feet, and saying it's a dead body, put into the mortuary. Stay for some time, be quiet around the person. That person has, forget what he has done or not done to you. There is something within the person, he has led the body, done his journey in this body. So that's why when the pranam is done, people say, what is the point of doing pranam because it's a dead body? Yes, it is Shava, but this Shava had held Shiva inside it. So even the vehicle of Shiva, that's why we have this elephant is regarded as Ganapati. The vehicle also, Garuda. If Garuda comes, you are not going to say, Garuda, I want to meet Lord Vishnu. Garuda's presence is announcer of Vishnu. So a body which has helped, is a vehicle which has helped us in the journey, also has to be, you know, said goodbye and to the person. Send your thoughts when you are around the dead person. Don't cry. Instead of that, hold your tears. Say that, well, I also free you from myself. Go into higher worlds, in beautiful worlds, and may you be received in the arms of the divine. Thank you.